RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
As we do each and every week during the football season, time to talk with the quarterback of the Detroit Lions. All right, Jared, we thank you again, as always, for taking time out during the season. This will be our last time we talk this year, which is kind of sad. I'm sure you're very disappointed by that, and I know that we do enjoy our time talking with you, but it's going to be tough this week because of what happened last week, kind of ending the playoff hopes of the season. How did you guys cope with that after the game immediately once you were finally eliminated?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to deal with knowing that you're playing a meaningless game at this point. The way that we played and the way that game went sucked. And, even if you rewind 2 weeks, if we're able to pull off that Pittsburgh one and then somehow pull off last week, we're sitting in a great spot right now. And it sucks to play that game, but that's the game your brain goes through. And, after that game, that locker room was real tough.
Do you ever get a sense before things happen if it's going to be good or bad, that it's going to be good or bad? Like, did you get a sense before the game started that things may not go your way, or does this just unfold during the game?
No, you never think that way. You always think it's going to go great. And sometimes, they get paid too, and they play really well, and we didn't. And I certainly have my hand in that. And you look internally, and how do you improve? How do you get better? How do you find ways yourself to be better? And you hope all your teammates are doing that as well.
Jared, what is it about the Vikings defense, or maybe specifically more a Brian Flores defense, that makes it difficult to play against?
They do a good job of kind of forcing your hand schematically by putting an extra guy blitzing, then you have to block and then bluffing out of that. And so there's various ways to get after that defense, and we didn't really do any of them.
I know you guys have the, and so does everybody else, it's throughout the league, the next man up mentality. Did this team just kind of run out of gas after all the injuries and constantly having to lean on that moniker? Or, I mean, it's been a few days. Can you kind of put your finger on what went wrong and make sense of it? And where do you guys have to improve in the offseason to make sure that things get back to playoff football next year?
Yeah, we got to improve in a whole lot of areas, obviously. We've got 8 wins right now, 8-8, and hopefully we can finish it with a winning season. But, yeah, a ton of areas to improve. And, if you could put your finger on it and it was one thing, you'd probably get it fixed pretty quickly. So it's probably a lot of things. And I know it's above my pay grade for Dan and Brad and everyone to look at when the season's over. But I think for us as players and for me as a leader of the team, to look internally, look at yourself. How can you get better? Look yourself in the mirror. Don't point fingers. Don't say, well, if this is better, then this would be better. No, just look at yourself and see how you can improve. And usually, if that's done collectively, it's a collective improvement.
We know that you and Frank Ragnow had a great relationship with the quarterback center. I know you play with another center this, against the Vikings on Christmas Day. The quarterback center relationship is an important and a unique one. Can you explain to us what goes into building a connection with your center or that relationship? Is there something every quarterback's looking for, or are all you guys are different? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've had great quarterback center relationships with all my guys, really. I can't think of any that I had a bad one with. And you spend so much time together. You always joke that I probably spend more time with Frank last year, Graham this year, than they do with their wives. And so, we get to know each other very intimately. And Those guys have been great this week. This past week, Kingsley, and the week before, I thought he did a good job, and we'll see what we have this week.
So it feels different as a fan following a non-playoff team going into the last game trending upward and versus last year, or I should say versus this year when you've got a three-game losing streak. It's a non-playoff team. Everything was at stake the last game. What's at stake this Sunday against the Bears?
Yeah, our pride. Our pride and who we are. And it's not, you know, it's different than 2022. You know, it definitely is different because of the expectations and like you said, the way it's finished the last two games. But the same thing remains where, you know, it's still your resume. It's still who you are. It's about to be put on tape for four quarters. And what do you want the rest of the league to see? What do you want your own teammates to see? What do you want your coaches to see in front office across the league? Well, you know, that's what you're putting on tape. And, you know, for myself and everyone on our team, you know, how do we want to finish this year and how do we want to at least, you know, have somewhat of a stamp on feeling good about this last game?
Do you try to treat this at all like, hey, this is our playoff game. This is our Super Bowl. It's the last game of the year. You know, this is – it's the Bears. No. Obviously, they're going to come loaded for us. No, you don't treat it any different?
No, I think because it's a division game, you want to win, you know, a little bit extra maybe. I mean, they're going to go on to the playoffs and do whatever they do, but we'd love to – put one in their loss column before the season's over.
You know, we've spoke to you before about kind of like the Lions' superpower seemed to be you guys always would bounce back after a loss. Like, you went forever without back-to-back losses. What, if anything, changed the last 2 weeks that have just kept you guys from bouncing back like you normally do? Like, where did the superpower go, I guess, if you can pinpoint anything?
I can't pinpoint anything. If we could, I promise you we would fix it. I don't know. We had been good at winning after losses, and I don't know if that's, you know, you don't want to, you know, lose, but it is nice when you have a good feeling that you'll get the win after it. And, it had been a calling card of ours, and that Pittsburgh game didn't go our way, man. And that was the one that made it two in a row. And then obviously three in a row now with that Minnesota game.
Different teams take different approaches if they're not in the playoffs going into the last week of the season. For those who want to rest starters going into the off season, can you explain to the listeners why it matters to you that you play on Sunday?
To me personally?
Yes.
Because I'm the quarterback of this team, and that's what I do. I play on Sundays. Like, that's bottom line. And I think that's not just for me. That's for St. Brown. That's for everybody. Like, we get paid an exorbitant amount to play football on Sundays, and I don't care what the situation is. We're going to go out there and give it everything we have and try to win. And like I mentioned earlier, there's certainly guys that won't be on this team next year that are playing for future jobs, and they know that. And so they want to put their best foot forward as well. But I think the guys that will be here next year, they want to, you know, express to their teammates and to their coaches, you know, how much they care about each other and make that known on Sunday.
Obviously, this is a division game against the Bears, so it always means something, especially all the other stuff that you mentioned too. But knowing that you're going to go up against your former offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, does it feel a little different this all or any difference at all this week?
Then what? Then which? Then what's?
Then going against like someone that wasn't your former, you know, offensive coordinator, I guess. Or
no, I don't think so. No, not this week. You know, maybe there was something to it that first time we played them, just because we hadn't seen each other and that was the first time back and whatnot. But no. And when I say there's something to it, it's just like the familiarity of seeing a guy again. Now at this point, we've played them already, and they've become a much better team than they were then, and so we'll have our hands full.
Yeah, I was just going to follow up on that. Like, it's been a while since you guys played them. Obviously, they look a lot better than since you last played them. You've seen more tape on them now. How are they compared to the last time you played them, what you've seen on tape at least?
Yeah, you know, at least, you know, defensively, what I can tell, they play with good energy, do they? Fly around. They're well coached. They're sound. Dennis Allen's a great coach, been in our league for a long time, and I've got a ton of respect for him. And they do a good job, man. I think the acquisition actually of C.J. Gardner-Johnson has given them a little juice, and he was a teammate of ours, and we'll see him. I'm sure he'll be chirping at us. That'll be fun for us. And yeah, man, they've done a good job of improving every week, and you can see it.
What was it that you guys threw 52 points against him in week two, and from week one to week two, is like polar opposite in games and in the way that the team executed and the team played. How do you get back to being that team that was so laser focused in week two that threw up 52 points against the Bears? Not that anybody is expecting to throw another 50 burger against them, but how do you get back to playing like that?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's the million-dollar question, right? We got a lot of work to do. It's a lot of work, and I think I've kind of belabored it at this point. Like, looking internally, how can you improve? How can yourself get better? And I think if we had the magic potion, the magic button to press to get to where we're scoring 50 points a game, I'm sure we would have pressed it by now. So it's look internal and get better and try to find ways yourself can improve. Like I said, and not try to say, well, if this is better, then this will be better. No, that's not the right. There's no. We're not looking for problems. We're looking for solutions. And if everyone has that mentality, it'll collectively get a lot better.
So at the end of every season, every team in the NFL has roster changes. This just happens. That's the nature of the business. This Sunday being your last game this season, has it crossed your mind at all that this might be the last time you play a game with some of your current teammates, knowing how far you guys have come as a team, where you know how the team was when you got here, Jared, and now where you are and the expectations where they are? Has it ever crossed your mind at all yet? Like, this may be the last time you play with some of these guys?
Yeah, it happens every year. I guess now we know this is the last time, so you're more aware of it than when you're playing in the playoffs. But yeah, there's guys that are on expiring contracts that are going to be free agents, and happens every single year. And if they come back, great. If they don't, you wish them the best.
Kagan mentioned this earlier about Frank Ragnow, and he tried to come back, and obviously had a torn hamstring that prevented him from doing it. Will you be talking to Frank this offseason and trying to convince him to make sure that he heals up the proper way so that he can play with you guys again next season?
No, I don't think that's in the cards at all.
You talking to Frank, or Frank's not going to play next year?
No, of course I'll talk to Frank. I just don't think his interest level is there.
All right, I just got one last one. Last week I talked to you about your newfound dad strength. I just want to give me a couple examples of any dad strength you experience. Like, are you opening up jars easier? You have quicker reflexes? Have you arm wrestled anyone recently?
Oh man, I don't know. You're holding the baby a lot. I guess that helps. My left bicep strength a little bit. Left forearm. I'm holding her in that left arm a lot. So yeah, I guess I'm getting stronger there.
Are you bringing in extra bags of groceries than you normally would? Like, normally you're like, I got three, but now I can get five in there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you're getting five on each arm. Walking in, holding 10 bags. That's exactly it.
Lastly, for me, we got hit with snow yesterday. Have you gotten used to it after being here for the last 5 years? And also, can you see a reaction from your daughter when it comes to the snow? And how does Quincy like the snow?
Gosh, that's a great question. I love it. I think it's cool. I hate when it like rains and goes away and gets all muddy and gross. But yesterday was fun. It was cool outside to see all that. And I don't know if she quite notices it yet. She sees it a little bit. The dog loves it. Quincy loves it. He runs out there, does everything out there. But I don't think she quite notices it yet. But yeah, I'm used to it. I love it here, and love when I get a little snow in the winter. And wish I could experience a little bit more of it through the next couple months. But we'll do our best again next year, and hopefully have better results.
I was gonna say, how much time do you spend after the football season before you go back?
It depends every year. I don't know. It totally depends. I don't have an exact time or whatnot, but. I love being here, and I know Kristen does too.
Well, Jared, we appreciate the time as always, and we wish you best of luck on Sunday to go ahead and go beat the Bears.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you all year.
All right, thank you. Jared Goff here on 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.